Today is Thursday, May 29th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National 529 Day. It's also National Paperclip Day. Do you guys remember Clippy? The Windows mascot, the paperclip. So funny. Not really, but kind of annoying. Hi, I'm Clippy. I can help you. Hi, I'm Clippy. You know, they should bring Clippy back and use an LLM as the back end for it. It would be so much smarter. It wouldn't be annoying anymore. It's also National Coq au Vin Day. Coq au Vin, which is chicken with wine, which is a French dish. And I've made that before. We had a French class. And actually, I'm not sure if I made it or if a classmate made it. But regardless, somebody made coq au vin for this French class, and it was good. It was good. Chicken and wine. All right, well, I don't remember at all where I was talking about stuff, but I'll just kind of ramble because why not? So we don't have any contact, so I'm trying to fill you guys in until I go on my vacation, and then when I come back, I want to let you know there may not be a show on Monday because I get back in the evening, I think. And I'm not going to have time to record Monday's show today. You know, let me make sure I'm recording the correct. So anyway, we will not be recording Monday's show today. So if it's late, that's the reason. Yes. So I have not recorded today's show. So there we go. All right. So what we were talking about, we basically finished talking about the weekend. So on the weekend, we used it to, we mowed the lawn. Mark helped me mow the lawn, but I let him do the easier parts because he just does not, he's not good. I don't know if he does this on purpose, but he struggles to use the lawnmower. He struggles to use the weed eater. He struggles to use the edger just to know how to use them. So what he was doing was, there are three different things that it is a bit of a coordination because you have to punch a button and then you have to pull in a little lever on the handle to turn it on. And then you have to hold that lever down to keep the engine running. So the whole time you have to hold that down. Then if you want to use the self-propel feature, there's another lever that you have to pull to do that. Well, he gets confused. And when he lets go of the lever to propel the mower, when he gets to the end of the row, he also lets go of the other lever and the engine stops. So every time he does a row, he has to restart the mower. So I went over to him. I was like, Boyfie, I was like, here, let me show you, you know, how to do it. And then I was trying to show him how to do it, and I didn't realize his finger was still there. And I start to close the lever, and he's like, ow! And then he's like, you know what? You can finish. But I was finished edging and weeding anyway, so I was going to take over from him. I just wanted him to save me a little bit of time. So he did most of the front yard while I was edging and weed eating. And anyway, it was just crazy. So we did that. And I think I cooked dinner, but we may have picked up Taco Bell. I can't remember for sure. But anyway, that was our weekend. And then I've just been working, like I said, on these ducks. But at first, I was going to print a third model because I have the duck that has the backwards baseball cap on it, which is kind of my logo, my motto, my whatever. I wear a backwards baseball cap all the time. So I did that. That was the first duck that I ever printed. So I have, you know, I had like five or six of those. I had this other duck that I was calling the mascot duck, which technically the backwards baseball cap should be the mascot because that's me. But originally, when I was working on the logo and the mascot in the logo was this yellow duck, and it wasn't the one with the backwards baseball cap. And so now the logo has the yellow duck, not the one with the backwards baseball cap. So right now I'm calling it the mascot, but I may change it at some point. Who knows? And so I took photos of these ducks. I think I told you guys that. So I have the photos, but I've been working on the website and I've been having problems getting the passport page to, when you scan a code, it should have the ID of the duck at the end of the URL. And then it should take that ID of the duck, query the database, pull in the information for that duck, and display it on the passport page. And I've been struggling to get that to work, but I also need a form so that people can enter in the location that they found the duck as well. And that's several hours worth of work, and I've been trying to get it done over the course of the weekend, but I was just not able to get it done because by the time I, you know, mowed the lawn and we planted all the flowers and we did all the stuff and, you know, and then I was tired when I would sit down, and Mark started me working out with him again. So it's, you know, there's that as well. I'm just so tired when I sit down that my brain will not work and I haven't been able to do it. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I have packed the ducks. So anyway, what I did was I was going to, I think I told you guys, print the mermaid duck, but it was going to take 1 day, 15 hours, so around 1 day and 16 hours. So 24, 30, 40 hours to print one duck. So I guess that's why anytime you watch these YouTube channels, when they're like, you really have to think about how long it takes you to print something. And also, if you're going to go into business, you probably need more than one 3D printer because some things are just going to take a long time to print. So I don't know. But I had to give up on that. So I've just got, like I said, the mascot and the backwards baseball cap one. I am now printing out the remaining four QR codes, which I have not glued on yet. So after we get to the hotel tonight, or I don't know, after we check in, at some point when I'm just sitting around relaxing, I'm going to be gluing barcodes or QR codes to the bottom of my ducks. And I've got a brilliant plan for, and I was thinking about this, you know, and I know I talked about this a little bit more, but I wanted to talk about it. I feel like this business probably will fail, but what I'm trying to do here is get practice finishing projects. Because, and maybe it'll take off, maybe, or maybe it'll just be a little fun thing that I do, and occasionally I get an order for it, and, you know, it'll just be a little fun thing that I make 10, 15, 20 bucks off of occasionally, or whatever. That's fine. But even if it fails, I am learning to fail, right? Because one thing that I like to please people, I don't like to fail. I think the fear of displeasing someone is very close to the fear of failure. And so I think one of the reasons that I start projects all the time and I don't finish them is the fear of failure. So really, it'll be good if I fail. If people go, oh my God, this is the stupidest idea in the world. Because then it'll get me, you know, it'll get me used to failing. So I'm going to get to complete one way or the other. I'm going to hide these things. I'm going to have the website at some level of completeness. And if I can't do it this weekend, then I will do it another weekend. Because the next phase of this is to then go to a mall or something like that and start hiding them. Not hiding them, but put the ducks on the Jeeps that I see in the mall parking lot. Just on the hood. I'm not going to open the Jeeps or anything like that. But that's the next phase, is to put it on Jeeps. And so the Jeep owner, now the thing about Jeeps is they don't normally hide ducks and find them. They just normally keep them on their dashboard. So I'm going to have to play around with that and see if that fits the same use cases as the cruise ducks, or if I have to do something different. But anyway, regardless, I'm going to follow this through to at least the point of getting these ducks out there in the world. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.